social media.
Well, it's time for My Feed again, where we look at what's been dominating our social media feeds, and no prizes for guessing the big topic trending out of Canberra this week. Someone who's managed to think of a couple of others is Triple J Hack's Melbourne reporter Joe Lauder, and that prize is for you because that is incredible.
Thank you.
You broad-minded, rounded human. I love everything about that.
I think people outside of journalism and politics have kept me grounded this week, and I have found a couple of people not posting about politics.
God, can you invite me out? All right. So I guess we better talk about the big one of the week. How has the Liberal Party leadership chaos featured in your feed?
It's mostly featured, I would say, and more than any other spill, through comedy, I think. Which is maybe just how we digest news and information these days, but definitely a lot of memes and a lot of news and political satire shows sharing videos. But I think when it started, I guess, for most people, you know, the ballot on Tuesday, it first played out with a lot of disbelief, I think, was the first reaction I saw, and people, I think, kind of scrambling to work out what was going on and where this all came from. And then it kind of slowly rolled on from there, I think, as we went on.
Yeah, it went to, oh, wow, it's real. So you didn't have to look far back in Australian political history to see that it was never going to end with Tuesday's ballot, which Malcolm Turnbull won all those days ago. How did people react as the new players entered the race? You know, Dutton will have another crack, ScoMo, we have a Prime Minister now with a really cool nickname, Julie Bishop too. Were people kind of engaged with as all those names popped up?
I think people, especially, I noticed young people quite engaged with Peter Dutton and his candidacy. I think I definitely noticed that. A lot of people, obviously people would have seen a lot of memes, and it's in political cartoons as well. Potatoes, I think, featured a lot. I think as it rolled on, I think there was maybe almost a level of a little bit of disengagement or just kind of confusion because there was so much information coming out. But initially, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, kind of digesting it through comedy, but then also people trying to scramble to find accurate information, I guess, in a way, and trying to find, because it seemed like you said, Tuesday seemed like a million years ago. So trying to keep up to date with all of that was definitely something that was just kind of, yeah, unraveling, I think, on our feeds more than ever. But definitely, like, as I said, this, I have seen so many memes about this. The one I've seen a lot since the result came out was the Dutton and Morrison, and it was like a meme about one person doing all the work in a group assignment and then someone else swooping in to claim victory. I've seen a lot of that.
That's funny.
Yeah, in the last afternoon. Also, the Kath and Kim clip, there's this hilarious one where she's trying to win on a radio show competition. It's like, who's the Prime Minister of Australia? And she's like, oh, Kimmy, help me. And she can't name it. I've seen a lot of that. One of my other favourite things about this week that I've seen playing out on Twitter is an American guy whose name is Peter Dutton, who woke up and it was like, I can't wait for Australians to realise that I'm a black American guy named Peter Dutton and not the person they're venting about. And then he's been rolling with this. It's amazing. He's a popcorn salesman in America.
It's so good.
It's so good. And then the last I saw, he was like going to crowdfund to come out to Australia because he's like, I love the hospitality I've got, because at that point a lot of people were like, hey, throw your name in the ring. Like, two Peter Duttons, everyone's throwing their name in. Why don't you go as well? And so he's trying to come to Australia now.
And now we hear that there's a leadership spill next week with the other Peter Dutton.
Peter Dutton 2.0.
Weirder things have happened. All right. Now, apart from the cast of characters out of Canberra you've been seeing in your feed, you've also been seeing a lot of characters from children's literature because it's book week. Now, before we go on, it has been a little un-Australian that the parents who work in the media in Australia have not been able to adequately prepare for Book Week this week. We're going to have to forgive the Liberal Party and build a bridge. I missed the Book Week parade today. I know, it's very upsetting. But what is it with all these characters? Like, what are the ones that everyone's really into? Is it always, it's always Harry Potter, isn't it?
I've seen so much Harry Potter.
It's everywhere.
Harry Potter and Where's Wally, I think, as well. And I also realised, I was like, maybe I've ticked over. I've seen a lot of it in my feed in the past week. I'm like, am I getting to the age now where all my friends are having kids and then this is why it's suddenly cropping up again? But it was a nice antidote, I think, to everything else I've seen this week. Lots of Harry Potters, like you said.
Yeah, that's the dominant thing, the Harry Potters. Mm. So are we talking kids you know personally dressed up for book week, like your young relatives or kids of friends?
Kids of friends, I think, is mostly a couple of people I know as well, actually a bunch of people who are teachers who are getting into the spirit. Yeah, that's the other big thing. But yeah, lots of young kids, and it's lovely.
It's a lot of pressure on you being a teacher, isn't it?
I think
so. You have to find an outfit as well.
Every year.
And if you're a teacher that is also a parent, that is a lot of outfits you're organising, yourself, your children.
A lot of sewing.
And every year everyone wants a different character.
I reckon the standards are getting higher as well.
Are they not? A friend of mine actually tweeted about that the other day, a journalist here, Louise Milligan, who said it's just put so much pressure on parents.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd go.
Not on Spill Week. Okay. So Book Week is an institution in Australia, and longstanding controversy of it has been whether the characters kids are dressing up as are actually from books at all. That's the other problem here, isn't it? What do you think of the big controversy? Disney.
So I was thinking about this, and I'm an avid reader. I consider myself a bit of a Puritan, but then I remembered one of my favourite costumes when I was a kid, which is probably not even culturally appropriate anymore, but I dressed up as Pocahontas. Mm. And because I loved that, and I had the book based on the Disney movie. So I'm like, I guess I can't really judge because I did it back then. So yeah, I don't know.
You can judge now.
Yeah.
You're allowed to judge.
I'm older. I've changed.
Now, Joe, we started off my feed today talking about political events in Canberra, and the Northern Territory has also found its way into your social media feed. The Northern Territory, what's been going on?
The Northern Territory this week released they've released new brand strategies and master campaigns, but as part of that, they want to lure people to move to the territory, especially young people, but looking at young people and families to deal with stagnant population growth. So they've offered to pay people to move to the Northern Territory if you're in key occupations. So that popped up and we did a story on it on Hack, and it was really interesting to see people. It's kind of the idea is you offset the cost of moving and just incentivize people to go troppo.
What are some of the other high priority occupations that are eligible?
So I saw some that were pilots.
They don't want us, do they?
No, they don't.
I knew it.
We could, I mean, librarians, we could switch. Loving Book Week, we could just switch to that. Engineers, forklift drivers, they're accountants. Then lots of
Croc hunters?
Oh, that would be great. Maybe they have enough.
They're probably cool. They're probably okay with the croc hunters.
They're like, no more. Well, this was about, I think one of their tourism campaigns was about leaving behind the Crocodile Dundee image as well. So maybe they want to leave them.
And is this all part of them trying to be less blokey and kind of more gentrified and up here, we're not going to drink as much beer as you've heard?
Probably still. But one of the hilarious things is part of this master campaign that they launched this week, as well as part of this, the slogan for the Northern Territory is, and I've got to get this right because it's so awful, boundless possible.
Boundless possible.
Boundless possible. It's a grammatical crime.
It is a... You're not joking.
I'm not joking.
And you haven't misread this? Sorry, I don't want to be fact-checked at the end of this.
No, it's boundless possible. So clunky.
Like, so clunky.
Boundless, great.
Yeah.
You know, evocative. Boundless, possible.
And the sad thing is, Joe, they don't need to go down that road because they've actually got a pretty amazing territory as it stands. Like, that place is amazing.
It's great. It's got boundless possibilities. Potential.
Oh, goodness gracious. I feel... That's worse than what just happened in Canberra. That's terrible. That is...
Call a spill over it, I reckon.
Absolutely. Call a spill. Joe, it's been great to have you in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Lauder is Triple J Hack's Melbourne reporter, and this is RN Drive.